Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 10 possible trade destinations for Dennis Schroeder are the Indiana Pacers, the Milwaukee Bucks, because he said those teams. Indiana, I perceive, is a better fit for Dennis than Milwaukee. We'll get into that in a second. The New York Knicks, I have added to this list.
Okay.
They have a premium asset in the number 9 overall pick. The Cleveland Cavaliers, I've put on this list. They have a premium asset in the 8th overall pick in this draft. I put the Detroit Pistons on this list. And they do not have a premium asset that we would want right now. I put the Charlotte Hornets on this list. Kemba Walker has 1 year left on his deal. It's a 4-year, $48 million deal. He will be looking at $30-plus million in a max contract. It seems that Charlotte is reluctant to give him that. So we're going to kick the tires on maybe a Kemba Walker trade. Orlando is on this list. They have a premium asset with the 6th overall pick. They also have Aaron Gordon, who has yet to be paid. Does he factor into this thing? San Antonio Spurs are on this list of possible trade destinations for Dennis Schroeder. They need a point guard desperately. Mm-hmm. You can come at me with DeJounte Murray and his rock star partner all day long. But I don't know if DeJounte Murray is a starting point guard in the NBA. I think San Antonio's trying it. I'm not buying it, okay? So I think Schroeder would be an upgrade there. Two more. The Los Angeles Clippers. They need a point guard, y'all. Mm-hmm. They have Milos Teodosic and they have Patrick Beverley, who missed all last year with an injury. Teodosic is a European dude who's in his 30s. They need a point guard. And they have the 12th and 13th picks in this draft. The 12th pick they got from Detroit in the Blake Griffin trade. And Phoenix, John. Yes, Phoenix. Phoenix has two needs, point guard and center. Center, they'll check the box on that when they take DeAndre Ayton, number 1 overall. And at 16, that is a pick owned by Phoenix. I am mocking Anfernee Simons, a point guard out of IMG Academy. They need a point guard. Dennis Schroeder might look really good in a Phoenix Suns uniform. So let's start there, because let's try to go get the number 1 pick. And then I know John's going to try to get Hassan Whiteside out of South Beach.
Well, that's a given, and that's something we do off the air that's funny, and we keep sending that to our buddy Zach Krantz down at QAM in Miami. He absolutely loves all that stuff that I cook up in my my warped brain. I like all the things you say with Dennis, but I want to add a layer to this equation. I want guys to sound off on this at 404-741-0929. What's the line of what you're willing to accept if you're trading Dennis? Now, is it a late lottery pick and you're talking like 11, 12, 13, 14? Is it middle of the first round? You mentioned Phoenix at number 16. Would you take that for Dennis Schroeder? Do you need to have a piece that comes back that can be a starter on your basketball team? Meaning, do you think you can flip Dennis 19 and 30 to go get Kawhi Leonard? I mean, and that's, I would do that every day of the week and six times on Sunday if you get back a superstar player in Kawhi Leonard. Or do you just need assets somewhere along the line, cap guys that are going to disappear where you're going to have more money in the summer of 2019?
In terms of what we would get back for Dennis, I want to look at the Taurean Prince trade. Mm-hmm. We traded Jeff Teague for the 12th overall pick.
Yep.
That's all we got.
And I think Dennis is better than Jeff Teague.
And so we flipped that into Taurean Prince, who we love, and he thinks he's going to be an all-star. He looks like he might be a future all-star to me as well. So that is a good precedent set by this organization. Mm-hmm. They traded an all-star in Jeff Teague for the 12th overall pick, knowing that they would, you know, get that pick right and then have that player for it. So I would be okay with a lottery pick for Dennis Schroeder.
Okay.
I don't need a player necessarily. I don't need to take on that contract money. I don't need a player we bring in to get in the way of the development of a Prince and of a John Collins. But let's fantasize here for a second. Mm-hmm. Phoenix and Atlanta, to me, I think the puzzle pieces kind of sort of fit with making a trade. Phoenix needs a point guard, and they need a feisty point guard to just ramp up the competitiveness of that team. So what about this? What if we went Dennis Schroeder and the 3rd overall pick and the 19th overall pick? Mm-hmm. So Dennis, 3 and 19. for 1-16.
I think Phoenix says no.
So you're getting DeAndre Ayton at number one, and then you're getting whatever you want to get at 16, and there are decent players available, decent prospects available at that time. Are you willing to cash in Dennis Schroeder, a mid-first-round pick himself, number three overall, and 19 for DeAndre Ayton and the 16th pick?
Am I willing to? Absolutely. I think Phoenix looks at that and goes, no, we're going to get a local kid in DeAndre Ayton who played at Arizona, I believe grew up in Arizona as well, and we're going to get him to come be the face of our franchise. Why do I want to trade out of that and get away a guy that you and I both think could be the changer for a franchise? You already have a guy that can shoot it really well in Devin Booker there in Phoenix. I think they keep what they have. They take their pick and they go, no, I'm good.
I don't disagree with that at all. Here is a possible door-opening scenario to that. The Phoenix Suns' new head coach is Igor Kokoschkov. He was the head coach. He was the head coach of the Slovenian national team. Mm-hmm. Luka Doncic is Slovenian. They won Eurobasket together.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you get your point guard, you trade back, and you pair your head coach with this hotshot Slovenian in Luka Doncic. Is that a likely scenario? I wouldn't say that it is. But let me ask you this. Would you go Dennis Schroeder, the number three pick, and the 19 pick for the number one pick?
Would I? Yes. Again, I'm getting.
So you
the
don't
number...
need that 16th pick back as sweetener from Phoenix.
Not really.
You would go Dennis 3-19 mm-hmm. for number one.
Yes,
I would as well.
And I don't think Phoenix will do it. If there wasn't the local tie with,
do you
DeAndre
agree with me though that it's close and debatable and something for them to think about? We are giving you. How old is Dennis Schroeder? 24, 25,
23.
23. Mm-hmm. We're giving you. The guy, last year he had borderline all-star numbers.
Right.
I mean, he had really good numbers. I get it's a bad team and all that. He's a hell of a player. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder's a good, he's one of the best, his metric that makes him so valuable, he's one of the league leaders every year in points off drives. What do coaches love? They love when you get to the basket. What do coaches hate? When you give up straight line drives to the basket. So I'm just saying, I think we're kind of sort of close to a deal here.
How about this one? And my buddy Hans sends the text to my personal line. He said, realistically, how about number 30 and Dennis to the Bucks for number 17? Then you'd have 3, 17, and 19.
30 and Dennis for 17. I don't like that.
Not enough? Are you not getting enough in return?
So we have to give up 30 and Dennis mm-hmm. for 17.
Right.
Nah, I don't like that.
Okay.
I need to move up a little higher. 17, look, I've analyzed this draft every way to June, okay? 17 is just a weird spot in this draft. You're really kind of blind. You're blindfolding yourself, and you're throwing a dart at a wall. You really are. I mean, there's some nice prospects there, but I'm not in love with them.
Me neither.
I would say no to that.
What about if you go, and I don't know, Denver actually drafted a point guard, so that's not going to work. Jamal Murray's there. But just say you get in that range. You get in the Denver, the Clipper, the Charlotte
all
range.
Right. So
11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, so for the Clippers, we say we want your 12th overall pick. We'll mm-hmm. give you Dennis for it.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
I would.
And that's where I'm going with a couple of these. The New York Knicks have the 9th overall pick. If you are the Knicks, and right now, I think Colin Sexton, they need a point guard to me. That's what mm-hmm. they need. Colin Sexton and Trae Young are going to be off the board at 9. I have them going Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now, the point guard out of Kentucky. Deshaun Tate hates that pick. Shaun Thompson hates that pick. Mm-hmm. They just don't like it. I like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander more than them. Would you rather take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander reaching for a point guard at 9 or flip 9 into Dennis Schroeder?
Well, I'd rather flip 9 into Dennis
okay,
Schroeder.
Okay, so let's make a deal with the New York Knicks. Cleveland Cavaliers. I am mocking Trae Young to them at number 8. Colin Sexton may be there at number 8 because Orlando, to me, has a swing decision for them at number 6. They desperately need a point guard, and they're another one of the teams here mm-hmm. that we might be able to make a trade for. So, Cleveland, would you rather have Trae Young at 8 or flip 8 into Dennis Schroeder?
See, and if I'm Cleveland, I can't make a trade until I find out what the King's doing. If the King is staying, which, looking at it, probably not going to happen. You figure LeBron's going to walk in free agency. But just say, for argument's sake, LeBron stays. Then I do want a point guard like Dennis Schroeder, who can create his own shot, who can get to the basket. He'd have to work on his jump shot a little bit. But I can't make a move if I'm them beforehand, because if LeBron bolts, they're going to want young players. And Dennis is probably not the type guy you want to build around.
And if I'm the Cavs, and they, I don't think they're going to lose the next two, but if, like, you go back to Boston in game 5 and that's it, mm-hmm. it's a wrap, and LeBron takes his jersey off again as he goes into the tunnel there at TD Garden.
Yeah.
Shades of 2010.
Sure.
He may be gone, and then you might need at that point, you might want to go younger, or sure. You may want to keep the thing together if you still have Love and all these veteran players, and then you add a ready-made point guard instead of Trae Young, who needs to ramp up to NBA play.
The problem is, though, if you take LeBron off the Cavs, they're an 8 seed, even if they get a Dennis Schroeder, they're an 8 seed. And I think at that point, Cleveland's going to go, all right, the NBA has already hooked us up 3 times with top picks. We're just going to suck. And that's what we're going to go out and do.
And that may be the case. So Orlando at 6, do they want to go young with a Sexton or a Young, or do they want to flip that pick into Dennis Schroeder?
See, I think they're a team that wants to go young. You look at that, Roth, there ain't much in Orlando. There's not much there.
Let's talk about the Charlotte thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the Charlotte Hornets are hesitating to extend Kemba Walker. I don't get it. He's under a long-term contract with them. They can extend him, give him max money, have a press conference. Everybody's happy. But they have a new GM in Mitch Kupchak, and they have a new head coach as well. So maybe they want to do something different. Kemba Walker, to me, I love him. I love, love, love Kemba Walker. He is a true all-star in this league. He's a guy that can get you 20, 30, 40, 50.
Yeah.
He's that good. He's a two-time champ at UConn. He's that guy. New York City point guard. Love him. So let's try to figure out a trade with Charlotte here on the Midday Show with Rick and John. Dennis Schroeder has mentioned Indiana and Milwaukee as possible new homes and said he wants to win, this kind of thing. John and I are perceiving that a divorce is coming between Schroeder and our Hawks. So, Kemba Walker, what do we have to give to Charlotte to get Kemba Walker? We give him Dennis Schroeder and what, John? Do we give him Dennis and 3?
You might have to.
I don't know if I can give you Dennis and 3.
I can't either.
But what if we give him Dennis and 16? Or, pardon me, in 19?
I don't know.
And then Charlotte has 11 and 19 and Dennis on a nice low number over the next 2 years. And then you have you have two teens picks to work with.
Me personally, I'd be all about that. I just don't know if Charlotte would be about that life. If they're not going to extend a Kemba Walker, who is a better player right now than Dennis Schroeder, why would they want to trade away that asset to get a worse point guard and a, middle of the road pick?
Good question. But you prolong the decision on Schroeder. He's got 2 years left at about $15 million per,
right,
which is great normal money. That's not great NBA money.
For I think a guy he's got averaging 3 years left.
I think it's 2. We can look that up.
It shows 4, but I think that's including this year for Dennis Schroeder.
So, but nevertheless, it extends the decision on because Charlotte, they have a gun barrel in their mouth right now. You got to make a call on Kemba Walker. They may have to trade him in advance of the draft if they can't, if they make the decision they don't want to extend him. But I think the Phoenix thing, the puzzle pieces are fitting-ish. And I think with Charlotte, a lot of these teams, like, again, the New York Knicks at 9, they're always trying to get into the fast lane and win. They're never going into a season trying to the T word. They're never trying to do that. And maybe this year with Porzingis out, they will. But they're always trying to win. And Dennis Schroeder gets them closer to that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll give you a code word here in just a quick second. But correct me if I'm wrong. Draft first in the NBA, then free agency.
Correct.
Ugh, boy, that complicates so much because that LeBron carrot's hanging out there and teams will completely change what they're going to do. But let's give away $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Well, the code word is window, W-I-N-D-O-W. If you look out the window right now, it is raining, but you'll text window right now to 72881. One of my favorite songs used to say, to the window, to the wall. Come on, Rick.
To the sweat drop.
You don't remember that song?
I don't know.
To the sweat drop. Never mind. We can't say the rest of it because FCC will have a violation. But text window.
If I had a prompter, I could have sung along with you there.
Text window to 72881. We'll get Jahi to play that one as we get ready to go to break here. But window to 72881. It's your chance to win $1,000.
What about the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard?
I'd do whatever I could to get Kawhi Leonard. I literally would give up Dennis in the third for Kawhi Leonard.
And if you're... Okay.
You're San Antonio.
Let's just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't San Antonio do that? Why wouldn't they? You've got a 23-year-old point guard of the future.
Right.
Okay. Parker is virtually dead as a player.
Yep.
And like I said, DeJounte Murray's a backup point guard.
Yep.
I don't believe Schroeder would immediately give them the dynamicism that they needed point guard that they've lacked for, 5 years?
Yep.
And you would get the third overall pick, which would be Doncic or Bagley. For Kawhi, who is... Dude, he is like the huge red zit at the end of your nose to the San Antonio Spurs right now. He is The situation's ugly. It's in the way, and you want it eradicated.
He also is a superstar when he plays, and there's no doubt. He's top five in the NBA superstar. I literally would give him Dennis 19 and 3 to go get Kawhi Leonard.
I don't disagree with that. If they force my hand on that, the Spurs, didn't we kind of...
We helped them out.
Didn't we kind of help them out with the LaMarcus Aldridge thing and making a move to free up money so they could go get LaMarcus Aldridge?
Wasn't that your guy, Tiago Splitter, that we took $9 million of him?
It was. Come on, Spurs. Let's make a move. Let's
hook
make
us
a
back
deal.
Up. By the way, Kawhi Leonard's 26 years old, and he's still got 2 years on his deal, only paying him about 20 per. I'd do that in a heart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.